Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after. Thanks very much for staying with me. Thanks for joining me. If you just tuned in, we're glad you did that. Jerry Silver. I'm Jim Blasingame, by the way. Yeah, I got to tell you who I am, don't I? Yeah, you don't know who I am. Oh, most of you do. Jim Blasingame. That's who I am, and I'm glad you're here. I'm glad you're part of my day. I'm honored to serve you on the Small Business Advocate Show, which we've been doing now for over 12 years. And we introduce you to some really smart people like our good friend Jerry Silberman every day. And Jerry is with us now. He's CEO and the founder of a company called Corporate Turnaround. He helps. This is a time when people really need Jerry because a lot of good people, a lot of good companies out there, through no fault of their own, are finding themselves on financial hard times. And this is a time when you need a quality, sincere professional who could help you work through this so that there's as little pain as possible, as little humiliation as possible, as little danger to your personal and corporate life as possible. And Jerry's just the guy to do that. He's going to talk to us about how to deal with some of these issues. Jerry Silberman, welcome back to the show.
Good morning, Jim, and thank you for having me again.
It's always a pleasure. Jerry, I know your business is a good business all the time. But right now, with all the economy as it is, the foreclosures, the financial meltdown on so many levels, all the people that you and I both know didn't do anything wrong, but yet they've gotten caught up in this melee that we have right now, this financial mess we've gotten. Your business has got to be just you know, busting at the seams. Let's talk about some of the classic things that you're seeing that people are having to deal with. Good, and these are, you know, there are people who are deadbeats and who, you know, just don't pay their bills. But the things you're seeing right now, these are good people, aren't they?
Well, let me differentiate between a deadbeat and a debtor that is an honorable person. A deadbeat is someone that has the ability to pay, that has the money, just doesn't want to part with their money.
Right.
And that's the people you have to sue. That's where attorneys have their value. But most people are not that way. Most people that don't pay their bills don't have the money to pay, or at least the bills that they're not paying are not their highest priority.
Right.
Maybe they're paying their mortgage, but their credit card bills are, you know, they're maxed out on their credit card bills, and if you can only afford the mortgage or the credit card bill, you're going to pick the mortgage most of the time.
Right. So go ahead. What are you seeing? Give us a profile.
I want to address what you just said. You used one key word in your opening. You said humiliation.
Yeah.
Face the humiliation of this thing. It's obvious that there are so many small businesses out there right now that need financial help, where business isn't as good anymore because of the economy, or where their financing was cut out from under them. You see, with so many of the credit card companies, what they did at one point when the market got bad, the credit card company said, okay, well, now you have an available line of $10,000, and
right,
now we're going to cut that credit line down to $5,000, which is where you are right now, so you're tapped out.
Mm-hmm.
You can't borrow anymore, and
right,
then now just start paying it back. And it's happened clear across the board, not just with one or two companies. Everybody was cutting their credit lines.
Right.
Even if you were a good paying customer,
right,
they just wanted to take a little exposure, a little of their exposure.
And that actually began in the first half of 2008.
Well, it started a while ago, yes.
The cutting of those lines began almost 2 years ago.
So, and with that, people tried to make it. They've been doing it ever since that.
Right.
And trying to make it go and trying to
But they're
to
not
make
making
it
any progress because
right,
with interest, and I understand that some credit card companies, if a creditor has really got a heavy debt load with a credit card, they've gotten out of hand. I understand some companies are requiring them to put insurance on it. Have you heard anything about that?
I'm asking you about it because this is...
I never had heard of it either, but I just recently heard about somebody who said that they were having to buy insurance on this.
That just, you know, when you say that to me, I don't know what type of insurance vehicle,
I don't either.
If there's an insurance company or what it does, it sounds like an extra hedge for the, it's, yeah. You're giving them extra money to hedge against if the debt goes bad.
That's exactly. Like and consequently, you know, the debt's not being retired between the insurance and the interest. Right. You know, basically they're running as hard as they can and not going anywhere.
Right. And that's the problem.
Yeah.
A lot of people are able to make the minimum payments, but it's a lot, what we call a life sentence. You're never going to get out of that. It's going to take you, you know, if the interest rate is, you know, on 20 to 30% on some credit cards, and you're just making the minimum payments plus a little more, because that's really what the minimum payment is, interest plus a little more. It's intended to make you pay it over 30 years. This is not a house.
Right.
This is a $5,000
debt. So this, it may be more. You know, some people have $10,000, $20,000, $30,000, $100,000 with a credit card debt. Yes, folks, people actually do. But, but Jerry, you know, the alternative is to stay in that loop, which nobody wants to, or take bankruptcy, or try to work it out with the credit card company. Are credit card companies negotiating to lower balances and make it easier for people to pay off?
Well, the credit card companies are never going to walk up to you and say, hey, you've been paying minimum payments all along. Things must be tight for you. I'm going to cut your balance. They're not going to do that.
Right.
And they're also not going to lower the interest rate unless they have to.
Right.
So you've got to make some type of move on your end. And that move may be no move at all. Stop paying. If you stop paying your credit card, then all of a sudden the rules change, and but it will definitely hurt your credit once you stop paying. It's going to, you know, there's a consequence.
There are consequences,
You know, to not paying as per the terms of your agreement. And what I tell my customers that, and it's, I'm not dealing just with credit card debt, but what I tell my business customers is that if they stop paying their debts and any of those debts were being reported to a credit reporting agency, it will definitely adversely affect your credit
for years.
The truth is, your credit may be bad already.
All right, yeah,
so that's really the situation.
You know, that's the lesser. That's the lesser of the evils, right?
And that's up to them. We leave that up to them.
Yeah.
We don't tell anyone stop paying your credit card.
Right.
We say, here's your situation. If you want to make minimum payments for the rest, you know, for 20 years or whatever it may take, that's up to you.
But are you able to go in? Are you and companies like yours able to go in and contact credit card companies for these people, these companies, and get balances lowered and restructuring of payments?
Yes, that's one of the things that we do.
That's what you do, isn't it?
But you did say companies like yours, and I got to go back on that and say, I don't, you know, there are companies that handle the same problem.
My only point is that there's an industry out there. You work, there are industries, there are people out there who work in the same field that you're working in. Not to compare you to them, but there are other people. Hold on to that thought. Jerry Silberman is with us, folks. That's Silberman with a B. He and I will be back. Right back. His company's name is Corporate Turnaround. Stay with us. Are you reeling in the... We're back. It's 23 after. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thanks very much for staying with me. My website is smallbusinessadvocate.com. Thank you for checking it out, using it to your advantage. You can do lots of things there. You can read, you can listen, you can ask questions. You can check out my newsletter, which we'll send you every Sunday afternoon by email. All you have to do is subscribe. Tell us you want it, and we'll send it to you. And, of course, if you're on Twitter, you want to follow me there, I'm at Jim Blasingame. SmallBusinessAdvocate.com is the website. I hope you check it out. And of course, we're all over the place. Other places like Twitter, like Facebook. Jerry Silberman, S-I-L-B-E-R-M-A-N, Silberman is our guest. He's the CEO and the founder of Corporate Turnaround. And that's CorporateTurnaround.com, right, Jerry?
Yes, that's correct.
Now, we told the audience a minute ago a little bit about what you do, but how is what you do different in helping people get their creditors organized? We won't say, you know, you do a lot of different things. You have a lot of different strategies. But how is what you do different from other people in your industry?
Well, there are so many companies out there that offer help with credit card debt. All you have to do is turn on the radio, the TV, or drive, and you'll see ads all over the place, but you don't know necessarily where to go. And a lot of people will negotiate on your behalf. I would definitely check out everyone's background and their track record and their success rates and things like that. You need certain type of credentials and credibility before doing business with anyone, including me. But I'll tell you what we do. Since we're dealing with businesses, not just individuals, we're not just dealing with credit card companies. Mm-hmm. We're dealing with all types of creditors. We're dealing with leasing companies. We're dealing with the people that sell you your office supplies. We're
right.
dealing with people that you advertise with, newspapers, magazines, radio stations, any type of media. So there's all types of different suppliers, depending on what business you may be in, that are giving you credit. And each creditor has different what we call negotiating leverage or bargaining power
mm-hmm.
when they're trying to collect a debt. For example, let's say you owed a creditor that you advertised in a newspaper, you did a promotion, it maybe worked, maybe didn't, it was no big deal, you're not going to do it again, and you owe them $10,000.
Mm-hmm.
You're not personally liable to them. They're not suing you. They're just trying to collect it in-house at the time. You'll never need them again. Then you also have another creditor owing the same amount of money to, a leasing company,
mm-hmm.
and you stop paying your lease because money has been tight, but you need that piece of equipment that's
mm-hmm.
being leased. It is vital
And you may need an upgrade.
Well, what do you mean, on the equipment?
In the future.
You may need an upgrade in the future,
yeah.
but
mm-hmm.
right now you need this piece of equipment. Without
mm-hmm.
it, you will cease to do business. You need the piece of equipment. It's vital to the existence
right.
of your business, okay? Also, they're suing you. Also, you're personally liable, and they have a lien on the business.
Yeah.
So there's one creditor that's owed $10,000. The other one you don't need anymore whatsoever. It would be foolish of us as the firm that's negotiating for you to make the same offers to both creditors since they're both owed the same amount of money. That would be foolish. Here's the key, Jim. We look at the threat that the creditor poses to your business.
Mm-hmm.
And we give that actually a rating, a numerical rating. We come up with a number based on how much of a threat they pose to you, and that's how we prioritize the creditors. That way, when our computer system, which I can't get into because I need an hour at least
right.
on that,
right.
when our computer system sees these prioritization rankings, we call them overall leverage factors, we plug it into our computer, and the computer makes settlement offers that are appropriate for each creditor based on not just how much they're owed, but based on the pose they
So the key takeaway here is, folks, you know, to the degree that you're doing anything on your own before you hire someone, you engage someone like Jerry's company, you know, you do need to be thinking about the priority, the threat, as Jerry said. Those are outstanding tips. Jerry, what are some things that you could do beforehand to prevent yourself from getting into some of these messes?
Well, beforehand, you know, you're an entrepreneur, you're a risk taker by nature. That's what we are.
Yep.
And we're all egotistical. But you have
to
be. You have to be an entrepreneur. You have to have guts and you have to take chances. So, you know, when you are taking chances, when you're going out on a limb and you're borrowing either from your credit card or you're using your credit cards to support your business or you have credit from a supplier, you're going to take risks. So up front, I encourage those risks if they're done smartly, if you
mm-hmm.
have if there's a prospect for you making it.
Right.
I think where you really want to look out for yourself is on the back end, and where people mess up all the time is they pay the wrong people. They don't
mm-hmm.
prioritize their
yeah.
creditors properly. Here's exactly the point is they stop paying their taxes, but they may be paying their credit card bill, which
right.
is a relatively small threat compared
mm-hmm.
to stop paying your taxes
yeah.
or your mortgage or something like that. Or, here, your utility bill. You know, utility company, if they have the ability to flick a switch, boom, and your lights are off, you can't operate. Well,
right.
the utility company, therefore, is a much greater priority than a supplier that you're never going to buy from later, but I see it all the time. People paying the wrong people and ignoring the creditors.
Right.
You know why they do it, though? One of the reasons is because they feel that, here, for example, let's say I had a supplier that mm-hmm. I owed $500 to, and I have another one that's much more important that I owe $10,000 to. I see people paying the $500 creditor, which poses no threat to you whatsoever,
right.
because they can get rid of that one creditor
right.
and be done with that. Now they only have one creditor to deal with, but, you know, from my perspective, when you have hardly anything to deal with, every dollar is precious and must
yep.
be put
so
the right
basically,
place.
Folks, it sounds like a lot of people need help understanding priorities, and of course that's what Jerry does, and their company Corporate Turnaround is a company, corporateturnaround.com. Jerry, good information, good advice, good help. Thank you for all you're doing. I know you're helping a lot of small business owners out there to live to fight another day, and we appreciate that very much.
Jim, thank you again.
It's good to talk to you. Jerry Silberman, ladies and gentlemen, he's the best. We're going to take a quick break. After these messages, I'll be right back. I'm Jim Blassingame. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.